Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Is it just me, or does it seem that governments here and abroad are spinning out of control? The principle that I've always operated under is that government should be limited, predictable, and dependable. It should also stay within its sphere of authority. You see, God made three spheres: the family, civil government, and the church. And while there can be some overlap, each should exercise power only within its sphere for a correctly functioning society. What I see on a global scale, and particularly here in the United States, is the sphere of government gobbling up the other two. And if allowed to continue, the inevitable result is a totalitarian state similar to China, where the government says which churches can exist and what they can preach, and where families exist for the good of the state and are limited to one child each. As government exerts more and more authority, the laws that are created become more and more absurd. In the United States, we began with a constitution that was based more on the Bible than on any other source. A 10-year study found that the Bible was quoted four times more than the second most quoted source during the Constitutional Convention. In fact, during the early days of our republic, it was not uncommon for a member of Congress to ask someone proposing a new law where they found the justification for that law in the Bible. Now, fast forward two centuries, and we have legislators here in Montana that argue that the Bible should never be quoted in legislative proceedings. We also have a decision from the Montana Supreme Court that says that legislators may not use their religious beliefs when deciding how to vote. How is that even enforceable? And as government grows, by its very nature, it begins to trample on the other two spheres. A good example is the contraception mandate found in the president's health care law, or the bills introduced in our very own legislature that would make preaching from certain parts of the Bible a crime. In America, the assault on religious liberty is about 50 years old, and now we find government turning its sights on the family. The assault on families is rooted in a philosophy that believes that the collective wisdom of government can do a better job of raising your children than you can. Taken to an extreme, it results in laws that are both egregious and bizarre. Take, for instance, the Canadian law that says that homeschool parents may not teach that homosexuality is a sin, even in the confines of their own home. Or a British regulation announced recently that says that British school children may not have a best friend. How do you stop someone from having a best friend? Or how about the recent furor over state nutrition inspectors throwing out perfectly good preschool sack lunches and forcing parents to pay for state-approved lunches? And finally, the case of the Helena School District that believes that teaching sex education to kindergartners is a good idea. All of this adds up to government exceeding its authority, and as Thomas Jefferson put it, experience has shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.